T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Tom Brady's done it for years. So has Ben. You go back and look at some of his receivers. He hasn't had the same receivers. Antonio Brown hasn't been there the whole time. He's won 2 Super Bowls without him. He's won 2 Super Bowls. He's gone to 3 Super Bowls without Le'Veon Bell. They just have to follow this, maybe the Steelers' way a little more next year.
Don't miss the morning show with, speaking of championship-winning players, Santonio Holmes is going to participate in our Tap Brick Oven Pizza Toss. We're going to have a bake-off on the Republic Food Enterprise cooking stage. Grab a Kiss the Cook apron while they last. Have you seen these? They are unbelievable. It's a cartoon Ron Cook.
Yeah, like a caricature, right?
Yes, it's perfect.
Yeah, I think I saw the Catfish, Joe Kopp, midday producer, wearing one.
I think I got to put it on.
You know what? Do you know what? You know this about me, that I like to cook.
You got to get one.
And I make stuff that splatters a little bit on the stove. You're deep frying in a Dutch oven, perhaps. I think I need to rock one of these.
I agree.
Can we make this happen? Maddie, you're back at the studio. Please tell somebody that old Mulsey needs a Kiss the Cook apron.
They're going to make you pay for it. You're not getting that.
It's brought to you by
Geico Pittsburgh office and Morrison Kitchen and Bath. All of this that we just described takes place at our big Eat, Drink Pittsburgh event on Thursday from 6 to 9 at the new Rivers Casino event space. If you like food, drink, and you like to sample great restaurants and great drinks in the area, well, this is the perfect place to be. Visit 937thefan.com to buy your tickets today. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Okay, so that was Ed Bouchette on the Steelers getting back to the quote-unquote Steeler way this offseason. Said you don't need big offensive weapons. You've got Ben, and they won Super Bowls with defense. They went to their last Super Bowl with defense in 2010. Here's the thing. If you say that, you're not going to go to the Super Bowl led by this defense, the one we just watched last year.
With Alvin Bud Dupree and company?
They would need to make a splash. And do you...
Hold on. I even disagree with that right off the bat in principle. And not disagree with it. You just didn't go far enough. They need to make multiple splashes, Pony. They're not one player away on that side of the ball. Would you agree? They're like 2 or 3 impact players through the draft and maybe a free agent splash.
If you had DeMarcus Lawrence on one side,
correct,
and T.J. Watt on the other.
That's a huge one. But then I think you need a safety that can make plays. Do you not agree with that? I mean,
yes.
You have to have somebody in that secondary besides Joe Hayden that when you look at them on the field, and maybe Terrell Edmonds becomes this, but who knows? He'd have to make a Polamalu like year one to year two.
Okay, but even,
you need somebody.
But even that being said, Sean Davis isn't very good. So if Edmonds comes along and you sign someone who took Sean Davis's job, it would be cutting your losses on a second-round pick, but okay, whatever. Sometimes you have to do that. Now, I don't know how many of those safeties are out there. If they signed – actually, this is all fantasy, and this is why it's so annoying.
But, you know, you're talking yourself into something you know won't happen.
It got to a point where with the Steelers, you would laugh at what other teams did in free agency because you felt like that's not how you build a team. You don't go into the open market, bring guys in for big dollars, and win that way.
People use that all the time. They wielded it in this town. Like, before you got here, I remember reading articles as a formative, you know, teenager. And I'm sure Ed remembers writing stuff like this or opining this way. Other teams do it their way, and they pay the heaviest cost for it.
But that ignores moves like Kevin Green, James Ferrier.
Those are the two big
ones. Ryan Clark, who is a diamond in the rough.
Yep.
But you can find guys off the street who are not your players who make you better. And their defense, as currently constructed, is not going to be a top five defense next year. The Patriots had the 8th best defense in the NFL this year, and they did it with very few stars. The Steelers are not the type of team.
They do it because their coordinator is so brilliant that he has decent to good players almost always in the right position to do the right thing. The Steelers do not have that advantage.
So they need playmakers.
Correct. They will not have, and I lump Mike Tomlin in on this until further notice, by the way, they will not have a defense where good players or average players play out of their capability level because the coaching is so good. They need guys who can basically supersede average to mediocre coaching. Those guys don't grow on trees.
If they're still going to have a considerable cap hit from Antonio Brown leaving in a trade, that does not necessarily open them up to signing two big free agents, but they should be able to at least get one. You're going to have a credit for Bell if you are able to get him off the roster, provided this transition tag nonsense doesn't go awry. So that should, whether it's an Earl Thomas or Jadeveon Clowney or a Trey Flowers or, you know, a Landon Collins,
a C.J. Mosley. Do you think they'd be willing to commit to Earl Thomas? Because Earl Thomas wanted a lot of guaranteed money, remember? Wasn't that the thing? New contract, guarantee me money. I'm the best safety in the league, or at least I was. Steelers don't guarantee beyond year one.
Good point. Yeah, good point. So they don't do it. So.
And he would quickly become a guy who was mad at the team. I think he's a great player, maybe not anymore.
Honey Badgers out there. Guys like that. That's what they need to look into.
They won't, though. Like I can say that with the assurance of a guy that's watched them for three-plus decades.
They're going to need somebody to get cut because you don't cough up the draft pick.
So who's out there that's like
a compensatory pick?
So basically, this is what you narrow it down to, honestly. Hayden was a weird situation to have happen, fall into their laps. Is there a really good, established player who makes too much money on a team that is so bad that they're going to have to full rebuild? I don't think Washington thinks that way about themselves. McCoy is a better option than anything else.
And he does not play a position of quote-unquote need. But if your defensive line is Gerald McCoy, Stephon Tuitt, and Cam Hayward, I like...
Well, then I think it eliminates to some degree the need to find a great edge rusher because I think your three defensive linemen and Watt are going to provide a ton of pressure.
You build your defense around those three guys.
Yes, and McCoy is
still
good.
You don't play a system, you construct a defense. All right, Mike Tomlin, genius, go in the lab.
Here, you have four guys up front here, counting Watt, who are awesome. Varying degree, not I shouldn't say that. Let me walk that back. Who are very good to on their best days game breakers. Now take care of the other seven positions on the field and make them better. Or six.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy Route 19 in McMurray. Get a sweetheart of a deal with auto show savings in February. Temperatures will be in the 40s today and then a low of 21 tonight. Coming up next, John Clayton, our Hall of Fame insider, is going to join us to talk about this Antonio Brown story. Now he is going to meet with Art Rooney. Plus, we'll pick his brain on the Le'Veon Bell discussion. Tuesday is tag day, and we'll see if John thinks it makes sense to do it, to put Bell on another tag. Plus, Las Vegas has weighed in. The bookies think they know where Antonio Brown will play next year. They think they've got the inside track. We'll tell you about that. And that doesn't mean calling Craig Riley because he's in Disney. And plus, he just got a big promotion.
I was going to say,
so
Craig's got
him.
Baseball in
he
the brain. He doesn't care about us lame football talkers.
He'd big time us anyways. All right. John Clayton, after Shelby's update, it's the PM team live from the Pittsburgh International Auto Show at the David L. Lawrence Convention Center on 93.7 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.